Welcome to the C-Suite Mentor, the place where you will learn the tools, strategies, and mindset to scale your business sustainably and build a lasting legacy. I'm your host, Teresa Cantley. As a fellow CEO, I understand what it takes to scale a business to seven and multiple eight figures. It's not necessarily what you might think. It requires a complete shift in how you think, strategize, and execute key actions in your business. My mission is to help CEOs step back into the driver's seat of their business by optimizing their operations, empowering their team, and staying in total alignment with their big vision. So, are you ready to exchange everything that hasn't worked for strategies that will? You're in the right place. So today, I wanted to talk to you about leadership and how we can really reframe how we're leading and how we can really show up as better leaders in this new era of business, in this next level of leadership, and really, really what the world and what society and what small businesses really need. What small businesses really need and what people really need, what employees really need to really feel fulfilled, to keep businesses going, no matter what kind of impact is coming our way. And there has been a lot coming our way, and there will be a lot this year, considering everything that is going on between the election and the economy and just what is happening with world events. And I want you to think, we just had Leap Day yesterday, and I want you to really focus on taking bold moves, showing up as that new era leader, that leader who really cares about people, that leader who is willing to be vulnerable when faced with challenges or faced with obstacles, and that leader that is, again, wants to really take and make bold moves, and not just make a bold leap to do something different and expect these gigantic results and just focus solely on whatever it is that you're working towards, but to really be that leader that's taking these bold leaps and making these bold leaps, but enjoying the journey along the way and bringing your people in your business, your team, your leadership team, your employees with you on this journey, having them co-create whatever it is that you want to co-create in your business, having them be a part of it. That is one of the key things in really showing up as a more aware and better leader, a leader that, again, the world really needs today. So there's four things that I say, or I like to say that, you know, really these being a better leader, a more aware leader, a leader who can really make a difference in this world. And I wholeheartedly believe with everything that makes me who I am, is that if we have better leadership in local businesses, in small businesses, we can really shift the paradigm that people have been functioning in for such a long period of time. We can really shift that paradigm of local business and small business and really shift it and make sure that businesses, that local businesses and small businesses stay open, that they're able to achieve their dreams, because that's really what is the backbone of our economy. And these businesses are what are going to help us get through the challenges that we faced and the challenges that potentially we're going to face moving forward. So the four things that you really need to have are, and I'm going to dig into these in weeks to come, in days to come, conviction. You really need to own and believe and stand by whatever decisions that you make, whatever you believe in, you know, whatever you decide you're going to do, because that shows strength. And again, whatever bold action you want to take, having that conviction that this, you know, I don't necessarily know what's going to happen on the other side of it. I don't know how exactly we're going to do this, but we're going to do it. We're going to get through this. We're going to make these changes. We're going to build these things. We're going to shift our ideas. We're going to come up with new ideas and new solutions. And you really need to be convicted in that. Number two is have that competence. You need to to really embrace being a student of life. You really need to embrace consistent and constant learning for yourself, for your team, for your employees. I don't care how successful you are. I don't care how many millions you've made. Learning should never go out the window. And I know with a lot of people that I've worked with, a lot of business owners, they believe that, oh, I get to this certain level and I know everything, or I get to this certain level and I don't need to learn anything else because I know everything. Not true. You need to make sure that you are constantly and consistently learning new things that are going to make you and your business better. You also want to make sure that you're consistently and constantly embracing learning for your team, your leadership team, your employees. You want to constantly be developing them, because that's how you're going to really shift the paradigm, number one, and you're going to get them to be part of co-creating whatever it is that you're co-creating in your business. Number three, clarity. You need to be super clear on what your vision is. It can't be fuzzy. It can't be foggy. I mean, yes, are you going to have it completely fleshed out? There's a potential that no, but at least you know what that vision is. You are clear on what you stand for, the future that you want to create, the difference that you want to make, you know, what you do and how you help people. You are clear on that. Are you going to be like, are things going to seem kind of, ooh, I don't know exactly what this looks like or what this is going to look like, but we want to do it anyway? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you need to have clarity on who you are. Who you are, what you stand for, and what difference do you want to make? Number four, connection. Connection needs to be a key piece every day. Every day, you need to make sure that you are communicating with people clearly. That's part of the clarity. And you're building connection. Connection with your team. Connection with vendors outside of your business. Connection with your community. And finding people who you can collaborate with. How you can take your strengths and their strengths, bring them together, and create new things. But also support the community around you. Support fellow businesses. When you are a business owner, when you are a CEO, and you learn how to connect with other small businesses, you're able to build better things. You're able to do more things because you are connecting with people who might have a strength or might have an offer or might have a product that you don't have, but bringing it into your business, collaborating with them could create something even more amazing than you ever thought possible. Plus, also, again, you're bringing strengths together so that you can create solutions, you can create new things, you can bring ideas to life faster. So conviction, competence, clarity, and the last one is connection. I can't stress how important this is. Because when you bring those four pieces together, when you decide you're going to take bold moves and you're going to focus on enjoying all of the ups and downs along the journey, you detach from whatever outcome you're trying to accomplish and you focus on the doing. You focus on being intentional with the actions that you're taking every day. You, the CEO, but also your team, your leadership team, your employees. You are intentional with the actions that you're taking, not random. We're not going to leave our greatness to random action. We are going to be intentional. Because here's the thing. Obstacles will come your way. People will quit. people will, like, acts of God will happen. You can't stop any of that. Fires and floods and roofs blowing off. I've been involved in all of those with my clients. So obstacles will happen. Challenges will happen. Things won't work the way that you want them to work. You'll have the best laid out plan and it flops. We don't want to make those things mean anything about what we're capable of. We don't want to look at what's happening or what happened, what didn't work well, or, you know, what's going on right now and how challenging it is. And we don't want to look at that and allow it to determine what our next steps are, or allow it to determine what we're capable of creating in the future. So the more we are able to embrace conviction and clarity and competence, that constant learning, that connection, we're able to get through these challenges. We're able to get through when things don't go so good. We're able to get through when we set out with the best plan to create new menu items, to bring new products into our business, to launch this new idea, to launch this new product, and we're able to pivot when we need to, like I say, pivot gracefully, and we're able to look at it. If it doesn't go well, we're able to look at it and say, okay, this doesn't mean anything about us. It just means it didn't go well. So what do we need to do next? What bold move do we need to do next? Or on the flip side of this, things go amazing. So we can look at that, we can celebrate it. And we know that it wasn't just about us as the leader. It was about our team and our ability as that new era leader to guide our team in the right direction. We connected with the people that could help us, that could collaborate with us, that had strengths that we didn't have. The thing that kills me the most, I think, in working with people and working with businesses and things that I've seen over the years, is when a leader thinks that they are the only one that made something happen. It kills me to hear that, because the truth is that your business wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for your people. Now, if you're a sole proprietor and you're by yourself and you don't have anybody helping you, that's a different story. But if you are someone who has a team, we need this team to come together. Your team is what's going to help you to make this vision, to bring it to life, bring your ideas to life. You can't do it without them. So we need to step into this new era of leadership. We need to realize that we need to be intentional with what we're doing, and that these small actions that we're taking every day are going to lead to big, giant results. That we can't look at something and say, "Ah, we're going to achieve, you know, like we're going to go from 0 to 1,000 in 2 seconds." It takes small actions. Small actions are going to create those amazing results. So we can't let those obstacles, the economy, what's going to happen with the election, what's going on with leaders in the world today, what's going on with world events, we can't let that stop us. When things don't go right, when we put stuff out there and it doesn't stick, when we can't get a product launched in the timeline that we wanted to, we can't let that mean anything about us. We can't let that take away the leader that we are. So I heard something the other day. Don't call out, call up. Don't call out in, don't complain. Don't, you know, criticize and judge what other people are doing. Don't copy what other people are doing. We want to call up. We want to call up our own greatness as leaders. We want to call up our own greatness as CEOs. We want to call up the greatness that resides within our team. And what that means is we need to develop them. Again, this goes back to the constant learning. We want to make sure that we're constantly up-leveling that competence. We want to be sure that we are clear. We have that clarity as far as what is it that we want to do? What difference do we want to make? So coming off of Leap Day into the 1st of March and looking at everything that has happened, and we have that extra day this year to make things amazing, to do these amazing things, to take bold moves. Let's step into this new era of leadership. Let's be convicted in what we're doing. Let's have clarity in where we're going. Let's really focus on increasing and building our competence. And let's make sure that we connect deeply with our team, our vendors, our community around us. Let's not, and when I heard it, it just hit me so hard, like so good. Let's not call out this person and blame this person, that thing, you know, these people, these external impacts, because those external impacts are always going to be there. Let's call up and really step into the greatness we have inside of us as CEOs, because it is, and call up our team, develop them, and call up for excellence, for everybody to embrace excellence and step into excellence in this next quarter, in this next 6 months, in this the rest of this year. That's what we need to do. Let's embrace the journey and really start to shift the paradigm of how we've always functioned in our local business and our small business, because we are the backbone of the economy. We are the backbone of what is going to start to change and make things better. Because when we start inside of our small business, when we start inside of our business, and we can start to shift the culture and make it positive, when we can start to shift how we lead, when we start to shift how we build up people inside of our business, it can then carry outside into the world. Because our employees go home and they interact with their family, they interact with their friends. And if they feel good about what they're doing and they feel like they're part of something bigger, and they have a part of creating this, and they're clear on that, they feel good, they go home, they're in a better mood, they interact with their family better, they interact with their friends better. They feel good about what they're doing. And that's what's going to shift our business, but that's also what's going to shift our world. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and let's work on reframing how we lead, how we show up as leaders, as CEOs, as business owners, and just as people, because that is what the world needs.
Hey there, thank you so much for listening. If you found value on the show, please follow the podcast so you never ever miss an episode. And I would love, love, love if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for me. Even better, share the show with a fellow business owner ready to step fully into their CEO leadership role. Because right now, more than ever, the world really needs next level leaders. And by the way, did you know you can text me all your questions and get real-time feedback? Absolutely can. Just text the word CEO to me at 610-215-2838 to get connected. One last goodie for you before I go. If you're ready to scale your business and you have a co-creator working right by your side, my C-Suite Mentor Program may be perfect for you and your possible new second in command. Just visit thecsuitementor.com to get started.